Hello, good-hearted viewers and bem-vindos. This is Welcome in Portuguese. Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, admirable news for a respectful world.
For positive programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 887. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 25. Central and South America, Hispasat and Intelsat 907. In addition, we are accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, the United Nations helps 55,000 refugees return to their homes in the Katanga province of the Democratic Republic of Congo. In solar news, scientists at the McMaster University in Ontario, Canada are using nanotechnology to create flexible photovoltaic cells. In education news, Microsoft will donate $235 million over the next 5 years to improve the computer skills of skilled children. In archaeology news, teams from American and Indian universities excavate the ancient metropolis of Shishupalga. And in animal news, scientists from the United Kingdom's Oxford Brookes University have made award-winning recommendations on protecting Sri Lankan primates. Please stay tuned with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Today, March 2nd, Mikhail Gorbachev was born in Russia in 1931. Mr. Gorbachev was the leader of the former USSR from 1985 to 1991 and was responsible for many reforms that resulted in greater peace and stability among nations. In February 1988, Mr. Gorbachev announced that the Eastern Bloc of the Soviet republics should be allowed to govern themselves freely, which led to almost all of them gaining sovereignty in 1989 and 1990. For his endeavors, Mr. Gorbachev was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1990. Thank you, Mr. Gorbachev, and heaven bless. We wish you a very joyful birthday.
Supreme Master Ching Hai welcomed by the people of Slovenia. Since her previous visits to Slovenia, Supreme Master Ching Hai has always had high praise for the country's kind and elevated citizens. During her visit this week to Ljubljana to convey her respects for the esteemed late President Dr. Janez Drnovšek, the Slovenian people had an opportunity to become better acquainted with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Representatives from different areas requested interviews with her, which she graciously accepted. The meetings that week with Supreme Master Ching Hai began on Tuesday with Slovenia's major newspaper, Slovenski Novice. Before seeing other members of the press that day, Supreme Master Ching Hai spent some time speaking with a noted Slovenian writer and actress. Supreme Master Television's Slovenian correspondent tells us more from the capital.
Najvišja mojstrica Ching Hai je ne glede na svoj zelo natrpan urnik pristala na pogovor z gospodično Majo Gal Stromar, igralko in pisateljico.
Z mojstrico sta se dobro ujeli in se šalili na račun izvora Majinega imena. Toda mojstrica se je hitro zresnila, ko je rekla, kako zelo pogreša svojega dragega prijatelja dr. Janeza Drnovška in kako upa, da bo lahko na svoj način ublažila bolečino njegove dežele, njegove družine, njegovih prijateljev in njegovih soljudi. Ali lahko kaj storimo za to, da bi sledili njegovemu bleščečemu zgledu? Da, vsi bi morali preprosto slediti njegovemu zgledu, postati vegetarijanci in bolj duhovni od znotraj.
Just a message for Slovenian people. I think they are great, the Slovenian people. Otherwise they wouldn't have had such a beautiful, great president.
See? An honor to have you here too.
So I would like them to continue to be great as a great people. And to remember the legend of Dr. Drnovšek and continue his work.
Thank thank you very much, and we are looking forward to meet you again.
Thank you too.
And to share with us faith, love, light, and all you are. All we are within.
We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai and Miss Maja Gaustrama for allowing us to share their warm exchange with our viewers. May God bless Lavinia and her people. Please tune in to Supreme Master Television in upcoming days for more coverage on Supreme Master Ching Hai's visit to Ljubljana and her meetings with noted public members of Slovenian society.
Cuba signs human rights treaties. On Thursday, Cuban Foreign Minister Felipe Perez Roque joined other nations in signing two important treaties at a United Nations ceremony in New York. The first treaty is the International Covenant on Social and Political Rights, and the second is the International Covenant on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights. We send our respectful salutations, Cuba, for becoming a signatory of this important treaty. May this be a signal of a kinder world that is growing in solidarity and fraternity.
On Friday, Turkey fully withdrew troops from northern Iraq. Iraqi Foreign Minister Hoshiya Sabari stated, "All the Turkish troops have withdrawn and gone back to the Turkish side of the international border. We welcome this. We think this is the right thing for Turkey to do." On Saturday, Turkey's top general confirmed that withdrawal of Turkish troops was as scheduled. "With heaven's blessings, may this gesture herald the beginning of a new era of peace among Turks, Kurds and Iraqis."
Nobel winner and Harvard professor published a book on the true cost of the USA's ongoing wars. Nobel-winning economist Dr. Joseph Stiglitz and Harvard professor of public policy Linda Bilmes have collaborated on a new book called The $3 Trillion War. In it, they show that the cost of the USA's ongoing wars in Iraq and Afghanistan goes far beyond original estimates. Considering all factors, they calculated that ultimately the cost of the war will amount from US $5 trillion to US $7 trillion. Our sincere thanks, Professor Stiglitz and Bilmes, for your important work. May God bless for more peaceful policies with funds to be spent on sustaining lives.
Developing countries' exposure to tobacco is increasing. US government researchers have found that tobacco use and secondhand smoke are both on the rise for pregnant women in developing countries. The study published in the American Journal of Public Health conducted 8,000 interviews and is the first to examine pregnant women's use of tobacco and their attitude towards smoking. The research will be utilized to intervene and reduce the risk of cancer or other diseases for both mother and child. Heaven bless you, researchers, for bringing this potentially life-saving information to light. May all mothers-to-be have the blessing of a smoke-free environment for their own health as well as the new life just born.
Egypt appoints first woman to conduct Muslim marriages. Amal Suleiman has become the first woman in Egypt, and possibly the Muslim world, to be appointed a mazun, or a Muslim judicial assistant who conducts wedding ceremonies. In the town of Kiniyat, she will officiate by reading Quran verses and authorizing marriage and divorce certificates. We send our heartfelt congratulations, Amal Suleiman, for your historic appointment. May Allah guide your caring efforts to assist the couples with love, wisdom, and grace.
In Vermont, USA, Dog Mountain welcomes dogs and their owners. Stephen Hunick, a dog-loving artist, creates dog-themed art and built Dog Mountain, a virtual doggy Disneyland. The park, located on a 175-acre hillside in northern Vermont, includes his dog studio and other creative expressions, as well as a dog chapel where people can fondly remember their late beloved canine friends. Mr. Hunek said, "I really believe that the Great Spirit's special gift to mankind. Dogs teach us more than we teach them." We wholeheartedly agree, Mr. Hunek. A warm pause up to you and best wishes for many years ahead of celebrating life with humans' best friend.
Lyon's school cafeterias to offer vegetarian meals. Children attending schools in France's third largest city will be able to select vegetarian meals starting next school year. A spokesperson for the Lyon mayor, Gerard Colombe, stated that the move was in response to the growing number of children who would not eat meat due to religious beliefs. "We laud your praiseworthy efforts, Lyon, for honouring your children's wishes for compassionate and ethical meal selections. May cities everywhere follow your noble example."
Canadian student risks his life in attempt to rescue stranger. When a man was spotted struggling in an icy city harbour of eastern Canada, 24-year-old university student dove in to try to save him, while his friends went to call for help. Alex Scott, who is a trained lifeguard, tried to keep the man's head above water for 10 minutes. Your courage and selfless act is to be admired and commended, good Alex. God bless you with a life that continues to be a noble inspiration to others.
Chicago, Illinois, USA, embraces turnaround strategy to reform public schools. Some underperforming Chicago public schools are going through a radical transformation called turnaround, which involves a shift to a new teaching staff, administration, and learning curriculum. Schools that have already implemented turnaround are showing favorable changes. Thank you, Chicago Educational Systems, for recognizing the importance of children's education and making changes that will positively affect their lives.
Scientists keep watch on possible new planet. Celestial body observed orbiting on the fringes of our solar system could likely be the discovery of a planet. Called Planet X for now by scientists at Kobe University in Japan, the planet is about 70% the size of Earth, has a similar oblong solar orbit, and is expected to be fully refilled in approximately 10 years' time with continued research. What an exciting discovery! Thank you, scientists, for your dedicated observations of the vast unknown. Truly, the Creator has crafted a miraculous universe for us to behold.
Time to act. American athletes opt for vegetarianism. An article in the Princetonian, the newspaper of the esteemed Princeton University in the United States, reports that the growing trend of athletes who are vegetarian is partly a result of the diet being healthier. Concern for the environment was also an important reason for going veg. Princeton vegetarian athletes interviewed stated that protein could easily be obtained from seeds, nuts, beans, and soya. Go Princeton Veggie Tigers! Thank you for being wonderful examples of how athletes can excel in sports through nutritious and easily accessible plant-based foods.
Global conservation organizations designate 2008 as the Year of the Frog. Many scientists predict that as much as half of the frog population is at risk from climate change. Leap year has been called Year of the Frog to raise awareness of the need to protect the amphibian species. Frogs are an important part of the ecosystem and also function as a warning system to humans. Vicky Poole of the National Aquarium in Baltimore, USA states, "If chemicals in the water cause mutations and reproductive problems in frogs, think what it could be doing to humans." We appreciate the message and attention to our frog co-inhabitants, conservationists and scientists. Through God's grace, may our biosphere regain its equilibrium to save precious lives and our planet.
China expands National Environmental Ministry's power. The Chinese government intends to give its environmental agency more authority, according to environmental activists made aware of the plans. They said that the State Environmental Protection Agency, SEPA, will become a full cabinet ministry with an increased budget and staff. China, we applaud your positive steps towards a strong, clean and stable energy future. May heaven grant your environmental endeavors with boundless success.
World Bank and NOAA to assist developing countries through climate change. On Wednesday, the World Bank and U.S.-based National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, signed a new agreement pledging to help developing countries cope with effects of global warming. The assistance includes projects to manage water resources, measure climate change, and protect ecosystems. Thank you, World Bank and NOAA, for your contributions and assistance to these nations. May your work bring abundant green comfort for all countries.
Save Your World and Conservation International continue saving rainforests. Through the support of companies such as Whole Foods, the vitamin shops, and others, Save Your World and Conservation International have fulfilled their first year's commitment to pay the leasing fees for 200,000 acres of Guyana's rainforest. A year into the 30-year agreement with the Guyana Forestry Commission, the two organizations are already making plans for further expansions. Let us hope that the protected rainforest areas will grow up to 500,000 acres by the end of 2010. Bravo and our gratitude, Save Your World and Conservation International, for protecting our sacred rainforests while supporting Guyana's economy. Yours is truly a winning solution for both the Earth and her inhabitants.
Scientists research converting land for production of biofuels. Researchers have been concerned that converting land for the raising of plants for biofuels might release too much carbon into the atmosphere. But according to Iowa State University Plant Sciences Institute Director Stephen H. Howell, the proper choice of lands and the best use of farming practices could minimize the loss of soil carbon. Many thanks, Director Howell, for your essential findings. May we continue to research topics such as these, which are imperative in finding solutions to preserve our glorious planet.
Spanish scientists develop new materials to eliminate harmful atmospheric pollutants. Researchers from the University of Granada have been studying the ability of materials called monolithic carbon aerogels to absorb aromatic hydrocarbons such as benzene, toluene, and xylene. Volatile organic compounds like these come from automobile exhausts, industrial emissions, and common solvents, among other sources. David Ferrain Jimenez of the University's Department of Inorganic Chemistry said that the carbon aerogels are materials with a high concentration of micropores, which is where the absorption of pollutants take place. A big congratulations, Mr. Jimenez and team, on your discovery. May your eco-friendly work soon lead to cleaner air in all the world's cities.
Finnish and US researchers discover gene linked to drought crop management. Researchers in Finland and California have made a key discovery of a gene that regulates the amount of carbon dioxide plants absorb, as well as the amount of water vapor they release. This may allow scientists to understand how to develop crops that can survive in very dry places, helping them to adapt to climate change. Kudos and our best wishes, Finnish and US researchers, on this critical finding. May your future developments continue to balance a respect for nature with the goal of benefiting humanity.
On Energy Saving Day, Anglican Bishop calls for climate change action. On Wednesday, environmental and religious groups join Britain's major energy companies in support of the first ever Energy Saving, or E-Day. The Anglican Bishop of London, Dr. Richard Sharp, said conserving energy is a moral duty. He highlighted the effects already experienced by many from climate change. Dr. Sharp stated, "The science changes year by year, but the moral imperative remains the same." Our hats off, UK, for joining together to recognise Energy Saving Day. You've shown us that personal action can make a noticeable difference for the health of our environment.
Northern Ireland suspends import of animals. In the latest move to stop the spread of blue tongue disease, North Ireland has suspended the import of farm animals for a week. At least one case had already been discovered in a cow that had been imported from the Netherlands. Blue tongue disease is spread by an insect that seems to be extending its range with warmer temperatures and is contagious to cows, sheep and goats. May a shift to a more compassionate vegetarian diet bring about greater protection through sustainable practices that reduce global warming.
Temperatures in Tibet are rising quickly. The Tibet Autonomous Region, regarded as a barometer for the world's climate, has been experiencing increasingly warm winters since the year 2000, with record average highs over the last 2 years. Experts say that this temperature rise underscores the impact of global warming, with two natural disasters in the year 2000 alone that have been directly attributed to climate change effects. Our sincere gratitude, all researchers involved in sharing these significant weather pattern changes. We pray for divine wisdom to act with greater understanding and quickly finding a more sustainable balance with our cherished planet Earth.
Environmental lobby group calls for the British government to replace a European Union regulated tax system with a green taxation plan.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy announced a 5-year, €2.5 billion plan to create 300,000 jobs in sub-Saharan Africa.
In world news, the United Nations helped refugees coming home to the Democratic Republic of Congo. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, the World Food Program, and the United Nations Children's Fund are distributing essential supplies to some 55,000 people returning home to the Katanga province of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Over the course of 3 weeks, 11,000 households in Katanga will receive items such as blankets, fuel containers, mosquito nets, and soap to help them rebuild their lives. An elderly woman returning home after 3 years said, "I am very happy and grateful for this gesture. Thank you, United Nations, and God bless you for your assistance to the returnees. May the gracious people of the Democratic Republic of Congo be endowed with safe and peaceful lives." Just ahead, Microsoft donates $235 million to computer literacy programs for children. We will feed the birds and be right back. Please stay tuned for more noteworthy news on Supreme Master Television.
Hi, I'm Jordan Fox, and you're watching Supreme Master Television.
Hi, I'm Persia White, you're watching Supreme Master Television.
Hi, this is Matthew Perry, you're watching Supreme Master Television.
Hi, this is Paula Abdul, you're watching Supreme Master Television. Hi, I'm Charlotte Ross, and you're watching Supreme Master Television.
Hello, this is Jeff Goldblum, and you're watching Supreme Master Television.
Hi, I'm Deborah Wilson-Skelton, and you're watching the one and the only Supreme Master Television.
Hi, I'm Mariana Tosca, and you're watching Supreme Master Television.
Hello, this is Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Hi, Supreme Master Television.
Hey, I'm Deborah Gibson, you're watching Supreme Master Television.
Hi, I'm James Blunt, and you're watching Supreme Master Television.
And hello to all the people who watch Supreme Master Television.
Hello there, and welcome back to Noteworthy News, admirable news for a righteous world. This is Charlotte O'Toole, here to share with you a tip on eco-friendly living. If you are relocating, you might consider the distance between your home and workplace as one of the factors which help you decide where to move to. Of course, the closer to work, the better. Thank you for watching. Let's now see what the weather from around the world looks like.
News. Canadian scientists are developing flexible photovoltaic cells using nanotechnology. Researchers at McMaster University in Ontario, Canada, are working on new ways of making solar cells. Using tiny amounts of uncommon materials and nanotechnology, they are growing and harvesting light-absorbing nanowires. The researchers say their work could make flexible, efficient, and affordable solar cells available to consumers in the near future. Bravo, Canadian scientists, and God bless your valuable work with the greatest possible success. May heaven grant our world with an abundant supply of clean, green, solar energy.
In education news, Microsoft provides computers and training to schools. The computer software company announced that it will spend $235 million over the next 5 years for more than 270 million children who are without computer access. The company will also buy laptops for schools and support computer training for teachers and children around the world. Microsoft plans to collaborate with governments and non-government organizations on computer literacy campaigns. Microsoft founder Mr. Bill Gates said of the initiative, "Investing in education is the best way to help young people achieve their potential." Thank you, and heaven bless Microsoft for your caring initiatives to enhance the quality of life for our fellow brethren. In just a moment on Noteworthy News, the Oxford Brookes University research team receives the Queen's Anniversary Prize for their work on Sri Lanka primates. We'll meditate on their radiant inner light now and be back soon with more uplifting news here on Supreme Master Television.
Introducing the new Paramhansa series, designed by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
I got the inspiration from the swans that I encountered.
Crystal clear with dreamlike design, each piece resembles an innocent and noble swan, the beautiful fairy of the Emerald Water.
Because they remind me of heavenly attributes. Means soaring spirit, means free soul, keep my heartfelt wish for all beings.
Enjoy the eternal beauty of the Paramhansa, available at www.thecelestialshop.com.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, admirable news for a brighter world.
Admirable news for a nobler world. In archaeology news, an international team excavates an ancient Indian metropolis. On the outskirts of Bhubaneswar, India, an ancient city has been discovered by archaeologists from the University of California, Deakin College, Pune, and the Archaeological Survey of India. The site, called Shishupal Garh, is a ruined fortification first discovered 60 years ago. 18 pillars still stand amidst the ruins, part of a large structure probably used for public gatherings. Congratulations to the International Archaeological Team on your exciting discovery. Heaven's blessings and thanks for the reminders of glorious past civilizations in our world. May our planet continue to thrive with the grace of the providence.
In animal welfare news, a research team from Oxford Brookes University in the United Kingdom receives the Queen's Anniversary Prize for their outstanding research on primates in Sri Lanka. Many primates in Sri Lanka, especially the purple-faced leaf monkey, are facing extinction due to loss of their habitat caused by the clearing of forests. The research highlights that some groups of primates need to be moved to other locations. It also recommends conservation plans to be created to help preserve the lives of these precious animals. Heaven bless the Oxford Brookes University for your valuable research. We thank you so much, and may all God's creations have a blessed chance to enjoy a fulfilling life on our wondrous planet.
Please join us for a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai. The joke is entitled Obvious Effect.
Mother said to the kid, "Every time you are naughty, I get another gray hair." So the son said, "When you were young, just look at grandma."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
My name is Duyun, and I have graduated from college majoring in languages. My biggest hobby is to travel and learn about the natural life of animals and trees. I can have some news about them in Vietnam. If I can contribute something to your television, I would be very happy. Duyen from Ao Lạc, Vietnam.
Nature-loving twin, Congratulations on your college degree in languages. It's wonderful to be able to communicate with many people of the world. We learned that animals and trees have their languages too, and it's great that you're having such a good hobby. We surely welcome any green and positive news from Lac or Vietnam. In heaven's immense love.
Do you have a heartline today? We would love to hear your heartlines and peaceful news from your area. Please send them to info@SupremeMasterTV.com or to the address on the screen. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Abençoe de Deus, which means God bless in Portuguese.
May your life be uplifted by the symphony of divine love. We'll see you again soon.